Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm recording my quick time as well. I have to be done at 11.
Same.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we're speaking to Paul Galton again today. I'm really excited.
Yeah, we are. And so Paul was a contestant on Deal or No Deal.
We've never done this before, but we've got someone back. We've had Steve Davis, Dermot O'Leary, Ricky Gervais, and he's the first person we just didn't want to stop. Well, not that we didn't want to talk to.
I've no idea if we're going to need a part three.
I don't know. Where did we get up to? Because it was ages ago.
Him standing behind his, what would you call it?
Box. Plinth. He'll know where he got up to. I've got a feeling he'll know. Oh, quickly, can I mention we've got Doug Stanhope coming up on the podcast too. Don't mind if I throw that in, do you, David?
Not at all.
We've got Doug Stanhope coming on there. Show soon. We're not sure what we're going to talk to him about. He's a proper stand-up. We're sort of a bit
American stand-up and
edgy.
I don't know.
We could make fools of ourselves.
I don't know.
You want to ask him about feeling embarrassed?
I've got to ask him. If I don't ask Doug Stanhope about how he doesn't feel embarrassed doing stand-up, then I'll.
Yeah. What? Well, yeah. Well, he might answer the. He might solve the riddle.
Yes. Oh, if he says he feels incredibly embarrassed, then
what will that make you feel like? Like,
oh, I'll have relief.
Yeah, I think. And then, but then he could say, but then what I do is, and you go, of course.
Yeah, but I'll go. Yeah, but the overriding feeling is just utter embarrassment.
And then he hasn't, because he has an answer to that as well. And you go,
all right,
I'm
we'll
free.
Just keep, yeah, but Doug.
But look, he's going to be smarter than you. he is. Us, sorry. He'll have all the answers.
Yeah. Careful, Beetroot.
Why am I called Beetroot Ed again? I've forgotten.
Because you got 4 out of 20 in Mastermind.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
I really don't want to do the Mastermind, because I think I might get 3.
Do you know what? I don't want you to do it, because you might get 8.
I'll be really leaning heavily on my cure questions. If I can get 5 in that section, then I'm home and dry. The thing is, I need a couple in the general knowledge.
Yeah, because then I can always go, I got more than you in the general knowledge. Life is a competition.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I need more in the general knowledge for.
Fuck. Yeah, took me a little bit of time. I didn't feel great about myself after that. Anyway.
Oh, you know Lizzie at Acast?
Yeah.
I got an email from her. She said, I got through to the final round of face-to-face auditions for Mastermind.
Well, she's coming on.
And my specialist subject was the life and work of Stuart Lee.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck. Do you reckon Stuart Lee?
Can you find 2 cure questions quickly? Just to see if I.
Yeah.
I feel like I know them really well, but I might not.
About Where did a cure originate from?
Crawley. Crawley and Hawley and the Roadies from Smallfield.
What was the name of the first ever band that Robert Smith formed?
Easy Cure?
Wrong. It was Obsolix.
Ah, I knew that! Shit! Sorry, Magnus.
What was the Cure's first ever single?
Killing an Arab.
Correct. Shit! When was the album Faith released?
1982.
Unfortunately, it's 1981. The Cure recorded a track on the Art of McCartney album celebrating Paul McCartney's work. Which song did they cover?
Hello, Goodbye.
Correct. How many singles have The Cure released?
Singles? Okay. Oh, bloody hell, the clock's running, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, flipping out.
We're not talking about Paul Gordon a lot either.
Oh, I don't know. 34?
It was 37. It's quite close. Lullaby and Love Song were singles from which album?
Disintegration.
Don't say it like that. Magnus would have to redo that because he'd say, do not say it like that.
Right, I'm just imagine I'm sitting in the chair.
Okay. There have been 19 official members of The Cure, true or false?
I mean, true.
True, correct.
Yeah.
Which other band has Robert Smith played guitar for?
Susie and the Banshees.
Correct, shit. Complete the lyric. Yesterday I got so scared, I shivered like a child, yesterday away from you.
It froze me deep inside.
Oh, this is amazing. Correct. And David? Oh, there's more. One, and I've started, so I finish. Oh, no, that's it. I have finished. No, I think you got seven.
Yeah, I was a bit annoyed with them.
I was a bit annoyed. We haven't gone too heavy on the episode so far, and Paul's about to...
So let's talk
about Doug Stanhope, The Cure, and something else. I don't remember.
So Deal or No Deal?
Yeah, so where did we get? So we got up to. So also, if you're listening to this, don't listen to this if you haven't listened to the first Paul Gorton episode, which is.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. How many ago is it?
God, it feels like 2 weeks ago. It's probably about 45 episodes ago.
Let's have a look. Yeah. And he was on Deal or No Deal, and we absolutely loved having him.
I don't know if he won any money. I don't know anything.
August the 19th is the one. Go back to that. It's episode. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So. Pretty sure the last thing he told us was he was stood behind his box and there was a little shelf.
He can tell a story, this boy, can't he? He keeps his grip.
Here he comes.
Oh, fucking hell. Sorry. What the fuck is that? Is that a picture? Is that him?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, why is that not on?
Hey.
Come on, everyone, dance. Have fun, guys. Crowd. Okay. Go.
He's the warm-up guy on our pod.
That's it. And then Noel would come out. Welcome.
Fuck. That's a
cool deal or no deal.
Paul, could you come on another rep and do 5 minutes on your own to warm up the pod?
Yeah, warm up. That's a great idea.
Preheat the pod.
Yes. Do like a 5 minutes and then we come on.
Really long. That's a great idea.
Oh.
Do that for 5 minutes and then we go, all right. Fucking hell.
How are you, Paul?
I'm fantastic. I'm good. Yeah. I've been thinking about doing that ever since I said bye.
Oh, really?
And it paid off.
Absolutely nailed it.
Yeah. It paid off because you get a bit nervous, don't you? And you just think, what if the both just don't laugh?
Well, we've been excited.
We were creasing up.
Also, you're the first guest we've ever had back.
Am I?
Yeah, the only person, because we couldn't leave it there. There was two. Right, can you recap what? Because I can't remember what.
Also, we've got 50 minutes, haven't we, Joris?
Yeah. So if you have to come back again, so be it.
Fucking, that's a long time.
No, it ain't.
I just keep outdoing the intros. Next time I'll be naked.
Yeah.
No, maybe we won't do another one.
Yeah. Can you do a little recap?
Yeah. Well, where did we get to? Can you remember?
Where did we get to? So we started out, didn't we? We all discovered who Paul was.
I feel so safe.
This is more relaxed than any other.
I don't know why I've got so much trust.
You're fantastic at podding, Paul.
So we found out me. We went back in time slightly.
Have you bought a mic for this episode?
Do you know what? I've always had this, just in case.
It looks kind of new, Paul, to me. It looks like
on the back. Peel the label. £50. So I was on Deal or No Deal. Obviously, we know that. I'm new to the show. We did kind of meeting the people, didn't we?
Yes.
We found out about daddies. Okay. And mummies.
Oh,
do you remember?
Oh, yeah, people. And there were spies and things as well, wasn't
there? Moles.
Hello.
Will they do it again?
Yeah.
We found out about moles. We left it. I'm now on the show. I've got my little spot.
Yes. God, I really want a bag of crisps or something. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm only a couple of shows in, remember. Very fresh.
Yeah.
Newborn.
Yeah.
We ended it. Just before the end, we found out about my shelf, my safe place.
Yes. Yeah.
Hold on. Tell me that again.
So this is the kind of little bit of... little shelf underneath where the...
This is what Paul can see behind the...
Oh, yes,
that's
yes.
That's what I can see.
Just enough to put a bottle of water on it?
Yeah, but not a big bottle, because it was probably, say, 9 or 10 inches high. Yeah.
Could you see onto other people's shelves, like the people next to you?
No, very private. There's, like, wood in the middle.
What do you mean private?
Yeah, well, you might not want to see what other people have in there. You might have, like, little... You know, you have your little beach bomber, you know... The little head going up and down, don't you? So people might...
Lucky mascots. And
could be a Bible, you know, pray for...
And so at this point, is Noel doing his stuff in front of you?
So I'm a couple of shows in now. Okay.
So right, so you've done a couple of shows. Sure, sorry, I was thinking you've done a couple of shows in the background. So you've done... Yes, so you've watched other people do it.
Yeah, we've gone through.
And
yeah,
you've stood behind the thing and you've watched people make money or lose money or whatever.
Yeah, and I think I had my first tiny little interaction with Noel, which was almost nothing, which was like a welcome. And I just nodded.
Yes. And he kept it brief, but then you said he came back to you later and had a little extra.
He spotted me. He had a look. Yeah. And then he went off and he did all the other stuff, because it's someone else's show, fair enough.
Yeah.
And then it was...
It's not the Paul Gorton show.
Whereas this, on the other hand, is the Paul Gorton show. And I mean that in the best possible way. Keep talking, big man.
Go get him, champ.
Are you nervous? I've just got to get that. Are you aware you're on TV?
So at this point, I've still got a bit of fear, but I had false confidence. So I'm holding myself okay, but the knees are a wobbling, just a tiny bit. And it's weird, that shock that you have, because you have no control and your brain's going, you're fine, but then your legs are a little bit shaky. Oh,
wow. Can I ask
that
a
for
question?
The first couple of games? Yeah.
When those first couple of games, when Noel's talking to the contestant at the plinth, whatever, and stuff's going on, are you having a little nose around the studio just at other guests, at the audience?
I'm looking at audience faces. I'm seeing who's really engaged.
They're not in the dark. Are they not in the dark?
No, you can see them. That's and they're a lot closer than what you'd think. They are kind of like packed in. Yeah, it's kind of more like a SeaWorld experience rather than like, you know, a football match at West Ham when you've got a Olympic track in the middle of you. Do you know what I mean?
Right. So sometimes you're not paying attention to what's going on, or
it's a long old day, gripped? I should imagine, isn't it?
Well, so each show must have been 2.5-3 hours.
Fuck.
And you stood. Yeah.
That seems cruel then as well. Sit on a...
You're going around, but then the it does kind of fly by because there's so much happening, and you're so kind of engaged,
right?
That, you know, the time does seem to fly by. Unless, you know, let's say for argument's sake, and this is my second interaction with God, you need a wee.
Is that scary asking?
Well, let's go right into it then, because...
Yeah, 100% interested in this.
This is my... So first interaction with Noel was almost nothing. Second interaction with Noel, I'll tell you this quick, and then the third one is chaos. So second one is my first conversation with the man. So I'm about three shows in, and there must be like maybe a thing of like, okay, we get the contestant settled, then Noel will go and have a conversation. And he will single you out and they'll do a back and forth type of thing in the middle of someone else's game to kind of bring you in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Noel's then gone, okay, Paul. She must have picked my box. And Noel's gone, you know, okay, Paul. And he's gone, so how are you, Paul? How are you getting on?
Oh, yes, please.
And I was like, oh, you know, I'm great, you know, excited to be here, that type of stuff. Really nervous. At this point, I didn't think it was, you know, going to be as bad as what it was.
Bad? What do you mean bad? Oh, your nerves, you mean?
Not bad. Yeah, like the nerves.
Right, sorry. Not the show.
I really didn't like it.
Right, okay.
Did you feel all the cameras sort of move in your direction?
And it was like, oh, you know, what's going to happen here? And then he said, you know, where are you from? Okay, I know the answer to that. And I was like, oh, I'm from St. Helens. You know, I'm a northerner. Blank face from Noel. And I was like, but I live in Warrington now. And, you know, Warrington's about 10 miles away from where St. Helens is, isn't it? And he was like, oh, you're really well-travelled, are you? And I was like, and I went to say a little rebuttal.
But did you feel like going, fuck off? No.
Well, that's what you think, isn't it? But yeah. I got a little bit of, like, spit stuck in my throat. And I did, like, And I went, yeah, I'm just really rough and ready.
What?
Oh,
and then
right.
I thought,
What does that mean? I'm just really rough. Mean?
That's not making the edit, is it?
I don't, but it did, though, Joe.
They put
it in. Yeah, like I'm well-travelled. Like, I think I was thinking I'm Bear Grylls. And I was thinking well-travelled, rough and ready.
Do you know why it made it in? Because it looked like Noel had bamboozled you with his...
Well,
yeah.
He is a bamboozler. He cast the spell on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, look
he
what
did.
I just did to him.
Well, you did though, didn't he? Sort of did do that to you.
Yeah. He did do me over, yeah.
No, put it in.
Then,
put it in.
And then he moved on. Oh, it was not even a laugh. Oh.
How did you feel? How did you recast? Because you obviously went, shit.
Yeah,
you must have had to steady the ship in your head. So what did you think in that moment? You go, right, okay, come on, Paul, you're better than that.
It was a get me out of here. It was like, okay.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was like, oh. But then I was thinking, no, I think that did go all right, actually. I think it did go all right. And you're kind of looking at the panel, you're looking at the audience, and they're a bit like, it didn't go well.
They'd lost faith in you.
The little thing. Well, because off cam, when I'm in like the lobby in the hotel and stuff, I've started making connections. I've started flowing around and kind of, I'm not just going to stick
Where's connection guy gone? Where's that guy?
It's really tricky though, isn't it? Because if he's asking a question, you want to be interesting enough for it to continue.
Yeah.
But you don't want to go over the top so people go, oh, shut up, mate.
But the amount you said was spot on, I think. The amount, because
it's just what you said.
Yeah, it's just the actual words.
Yeah, different words, but that length would have been amazing.
Because why couldn't I say something like, oh, you know, I just get homesick. Can't move that all far away from my mother.
Yeah. There we go. There's a lovely bit of business.
Oh, he loves his mum.
Yeah.
Easy to say 12 years later.
Yeah. Easy to say. But back then, I'm rough and ready. And I remember watching that back, and it's painful.
It's like you listened to him, isn't it?
And then he moved on and had a longer conversation with the next person. As I'm stood there just going,
shit.
Okay. I feel like I've had loads of those moments in life.
It is literally. And I thought, do a joke, make him laugh, get him on side. But I don't think he wanted to be on my side.
Oh, do you think?
Maybe he did, but maybe because you said something that had no connection to any
text or relevance.
He can only work with what's in front of him, Paul.
Don't blame me. It wasn't my fault.
Well, sounds like some of it was your fault.
What does he look? What does he look like from 10 yards away?
Heavily make-upped.
There's makeup there,
but does he look good?
Have you ever?
I saw a picture of him without his top on.
What?
Yeah, this week actually, I saw a picture of him without his top on. He's got a super little body.
He's a 1% body fat guy, isn't he? You can tell. He's not putting too much fat in himself.
No. Also, recently I had a look at him. When his hair's short, I quite like it.
Well, I think on the show it was longer. I think it was like a lion. It's like a grey mane.
Yeah, he's like.
But
a lion
I saw an interview
guy.
With him when it was quite short, but it still had that Edmunds look, and I thought I quite like that.
Came out of the side still, did it?
Oh, there's one interview with him. I think on this morning, the sides are like a foot from his skull.
Taller than the top.
Yeah, it's like have a trim up, son.
He's like a hammerhead shark, but in hair form.
But he looks great.
Have you ever walked past like? Joe, I know you would have. You know, you walk past like a luxury leather goods shop.
Yeah, I would have.
And you look in and you go, that's expensive. That looks fantastic. That's what he looked like.
Yeah.
Like this beautiful leather.
Right. I'm going to say it. His hair short is mental.
Is it?
No,
it's
bad. It's fucking. Like he's better long. Short is weird as fuck.
Really? Noel Edmonds' short hair.
Well, the one I'm looking at, I don't like.
Everybody Google Noel short hair. Isn't it mad when you put Noel, Google goes Edmonds?
Yeah, of course it does. Rightly so.
Yeah, there's this. Anyway.
It's the mane. I like the mane. And then there's the goatee, which is fantastic. And I think it's freshly shaved.
That's coloured, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's let it go grey, but I think back then it was like darker than the hair. You know, like it was done. And it was definitely shaved into that perfect goatee. And then he's got his jeans on, which are flared. You know, slim at the thigh.
Are they flared? I thought they'd taper. Like, you know.
No, I think you've got to go flare to cover the boot.
Sure.
Because it was a heeled boot.
Okay, fucking hell.
It wasn't like a loafer with like a high heel. It was like a cowboy boot.
Have we covered this in the earlier ep?
Sorry, I don't know if we... Sorry, I am looking at hundreds upon hundreds of Noel Edmonds photos.
I've got my laptop because I was like, I'll get distracted by...
I'm loving it.
Right, also, in a lot of them... I'm going to say, Paul, and I mean a lot of them, it's not a goatee, it's a full beard.
No, it's a full beard.
A full beard? I thought it was a goatee.
I think I always thought it was a goatee, but like on most of these, it's a full beard. Does he?
Why don't you do Deal or No Deal, Noel Edmonds?
Yeah, okay, let's have a look.
I'd love to get Noel on here. I just don't think. Yeah. Anyway, let's focus on Paul.
Well, yeah. I didn't realise Noel was still going.
What,
someone put on Twitter that he's got a show.
Has he?
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure they said he's doing like such and such a thing, so, you know, with Noel Edmonds.
Full beard in most of these, Paul, in Deal or No Deal.
Oh, I thought he was goatee.
No, I did. I did as well, so don't worry about it.
Maybe that's the memory.
So he's spoken to you, he's moved on.
He spoke to me, he's moved on, he's had a chat with someone else. And then I went home. To the hotel. See what I mean? Because you're in that cult now, aren't you? So I'm going to go home.
Yeah, it is home, yeah.
Which is the travel lodge around the corner, wherever it was. And I started to think, right, I need a strategy because when my game comes up, I need to kind of like be in a position where, you know, I know what's going on. So I downloaded the Deal or No Deal app and you can play.
Oh, I've got the game.
Deal or No Deal.
He's off. So he's okay. Can I take one step? When you thought you needed a strategy to play the game or to chat to Noel?
Well, at that point, I thought, okay, it's all got very real. So I now need to be
reality check.
Better.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, you actually have got the game.
Is that a computer game? PC game?
It's so good.
It does look like.
It's so good. Honestly,
so that is a PC game. You should do it on Twitch.
I have done it on Twitch.
Oh my God.
It was a really good fun stream.
Look at him there. He loves it, doesn't he?
Can you see what he looks like in the computer game?
Oh my God, this is giving such flashbacks.
Fucking hell, it's quite good. Avatar or whatever. It's a good avatar.
So you started practicing on the app?
Yeah, but so I started practicing to see whether... Is there actually a way to get the big boxes? you know, like, is there a strategy? And I would go, well, how about I go one to the left, one to the right, one to the left, one to the right, and try and go that way. And I did it a couple of times, and I think I was getting big results. And I thought, well, that's how I'm going to kind of play it. But then also I was like, when he talks to me again, I need to be a bit more kind of like on it.
How do you prep for that? How do you prep for that?
I don't know. You just have like a bit of a word with yourself, don't you? Just don't say, you know.
Go on. What did you say to yourself?
Come on, Paul. You can really do this. You deserve to be here.
You're not a natural pep talker to yourself.
It was one of them lie in bed moments.
Come on, Paul.
So when you're, sorry, when you're at this point, when you're at the hotel,
yeah,
do you know that you're going to be picked in the next two or three days?
Everyone gets picked, don't they?
So you can kind of work it out because everyone has to go before you. So you look at who came on before me and so far, so far. And I'm sure I did around 20 or something shows.
Fucking hell.
Something like that. Kind of, and it went all the way around. In fact, well, how many people are on the show? And it was that amount that was before me. But it was something like that.
But there's sometimes there's more than one a show, isn't there?
Yeah, because it depends. Someone might just go on and deal, and then it's the next show and so on and so forth. Yeah, yeah. But you kind of get a window of like two days, which might be six shows, seven shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you can kind of rally up the family, get them all down in the audience because Noel likes having the chat, doesn't he? Who have you brought?
Oh, yeah.
Who's this?
So your family could sit there for bloody days as well.
I think, yeah, so you can kind of gauge it. I mean, they can come from the start if they want and just have a look at you. No one's going to do that, are they? 10 hours a day in Bristol.
I would.
I don't think I'll do 6 days.
Six is a lot. I think two.
I'd go, give me a cup, give me a warning and I'll come up.
So I got a few days in. Then I had that interaction with Noel. Then the next game after that, or maybe two after that, was Daddy's game. Okay?
And I can't explain Daddy again.
So when you're in a group...
Oh, is it like a leader, isn't it? It's like a leader.
Gets voted like leader. We want you to be Daddy.
Do they call it Daddy again?
Call it Daddy? It was just... That was what was... When we arrived... It was Daddy of the group, and I think
so. That's
that is a
their,
genuine
that's
thing.
That's their turn. Jesus, wet. That's
there could be people listening
that's
now. That was like
Noel,
yeah.
Hasn't it?
That's I think so. I think so. Yeah, one of his disciples.
Shit, horrible.
So when it was Daddy's go, the guy's name popped up.
What's his name?
I can't remember his name.
What did he look like?
Massive guy, big black guy. Beautiful face, massive personality. He was wonderful. Hence why he got it. Hence why he got Daddy. And sure. when his name came up, he got a bigger roar. Do you know what I mean?
He got a bigger roar. Why did he?
Come on.
Well, because they liked it. Because did he have good banter through the bits then?
Oh, he's the guy. He's the one you want to be.
Yeah.
So his game comes up and he had a lovely game. I can't remember what
game. a lovely game.
Really well deserved as well. Well deserved.
It was a lovely game going away with £12,000.
I think he did. No, I think he got into like a 20 plus.
Oh.
Which is a big win.
That's a big bit of business, win. Yeah.
Because you got to remember, all of us people are most probably unemployed. And we need a bit of cash. We've got a lot of time. If you're coming
away
with a grand...
I thought you
were
going to say dreamers or something. We're all dreamers. No, we're all unemployed.
Well, we all had a dream of, you know,
and
getting...
And unemployed, yeah.
I tell you what, one thing we didn't ever really talk about was 250 grand.
Oh, it never came up. You didn't dream that big.
No, we know. We're realists.
It's also... Do you reckon it's a bit of a no-no in, like, to... Like, you shouldn't really. No one, you come in and someone says, is anyone, they go, shh, the Scottish play or whatever.
Yeah, don't say it. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Just but then also, if you go, oh, that's mine, I want that 250K, and then it's like, okay, pick your first three boxes, and then one of those is the 250K.
You're like a knob, yeah, yeah.
You're already down, though, aren't you? Yeah. You're like, oh, what's his next step going to be? Because, you know, the one that he wanted is gone.
Can I ask a quick question? You must have thought what you would be happy to go away with. What you'd over the moon be, number like?
Well, so this is what we were saying on. This is how we ended the last pod. So we would all congregate in the hotel lobby, and it would be, you know, what would you deal on? What would you take?
Oh, yes, yes, we did this.
What would the banker need to offer you for you to say, do you know what? I'm out. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
That type of thing. And mine was 15 grand. Now,
did anyone get off with anyone in that hotel?
No, we asked that, nothing.
No one got off. No.
Well, right. Yeah, but they might have done, because I've had this people talking about the Edinburgh Festival, lots of people get off with each other, and I had no idea.
Really?
So it might have happened.
Maybe they did.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
I'd because someone, Daddy did have very good relationships with some of the people in
Daddy, there. Daddy was having the time of his life.
With his massive personality.
Yeah. Oh, he, and smile. The only thing bigger than his smile was his personality.
Yeah.
But he could have had, you know, parties in the evening. And I could have been like, oh, hi, where are you guys going after this? And they're like, oh, we're all just going to go to bed.
That was my Edinburgh fringe, yeah.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Well, apparently, I found out years later that...
I think I told you, didn't I?
Yeah. Somebody, because he said something, obviously they're all fucking each other or something. Like that. And I went, what? Everyone goes,
I reckon a lot of people fucked each other.
Yeah.
On Deal or No
Deal. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I have nothing to base that on.
But you're away, like sailors at... You know, away from home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sailor, yeah, that's it, in the night.
Yeah.
So I'm in bed, laying
open
back.
Open my red box.
With your big personality.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that like a popcorn on the lap, but it's the box on the lap?
Yeah. Yes.
Open
yeah.
the box.
Yeah.
And if you have been on No Deal, what's it, and you have porked someone, please come on.
Please tell us.
But you were in a crap little hotel, weren't you? Just a Travelodge.
Yeah, I had something like that.
Do you know, I had this memory, not memory, I had this vision of you in this sort of plush,
like swanky,
out in the sticks.
Yeah, in the countryside with a swimming pool.
It was gym. Within a coach ride away, like a 5-minute coach ride.
Did you get
a
coach?
Oh, the coach. So
we're jumping around, but I need to know about the coach.
So two shows in, you know, you're fine. When you get maybe 3-4, you are then kind of like, you settle and you get on the coach. For example...
Do you have a position on the coach?
No, you just pick a seat, which is obviously at the back, where Daddy is. Although I was probably maybe 8 rows from the back, just looking up, but looking back at them. Yeah. So when you're 3 or 4 shows in and you start walking in and the crowd's there, first couple... You just walk in, give them an awkward smile, and you go to your kind of area. Remember, I've got the oily forehead. You get your makeup on and all that stuff. When you're a couple of shows in, you're walking in. Hi, everyone. Yeah. Everyone all right? Yeah.
There's Paul.
And you're giving everyone a little, like the manager of a football team.
Clap back. Yeah.
Little side clap.
Now, I didn't know Jurgen Klopp was back then. Otherwise, I would have given like a, whoa.
Yeah.
Hi everyone.
So you're feeling a little bit more confident now.
A little bit more confident. Like yeah. I'm going in way the other way.
Signing autographs. Fucking.
Oh my god. It's weird that you just become this person then. And then you're more comfortable behind the your little area. You're more comfortable opening the boxes.
God, yeah.
I now have a chat with those that are box opening. Good luck, mate. Boom.
Oh, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
You gave, that's what you said. What had you said before then? If you got more, when you weren't
so
as
I think I went 2 shows of like, okay.
Oh, I'm just
opening.
Didn't do a good luck.
Yeah.
First one, I definitely didn't because I was so nervous about the Velcro.
Yeah, it's not easy. Yeah.
Well, it's easy-ish.
And if you knock it off, and because I know all these,
exactly, it can just hang off, can't it? And look.
And then it's embarrassing, and then you're just trying to pick it up. Sorry,
man, with his boxes.
Is it the same guy that said rough and ready?
He's the rough and ready one. He isn't rough and ready. He can't hold a box.
good luck, mate.
And do you remember any of the ones you had? Like there we go.
We're on Daddy's show, okay? And Paul's confident at this point. Well done, mate. I might lean. I might kind of, you know, there's no stool, but you've got positions.
No
I would
stool.
Go this two hands either side of the box, maybe a little lean forward.
I think good two hands, like presidential, that isn't it?
Yeah, the power stance, maybe on the hips.
I imagine the two hands would be quite confrontational to Noel. That's quite a power. I think I'd try and look as least powerful as possible.
I was just thinking that. I was thinking I wouldn't do anything out of the ordinary.
No, I'd have my hands on my side.
Yeah.
And I'd be trying to be invisible in front of that.
How do I do?
I would definitely not have that, you know, like kind of, like you say, like that.
Yeah, so that I've got a picture of me in that pose.
Fuck, you've got some balls. You've got some balls.
Leaning forward.
Fuck, good luck, mate. Hand on hip. Good luck.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you say good luck, mate. Daddy, picture to box. Daddy.
Okay. Yeah. And we have a little... Me and Daddy started really getting on.
Riffing? Okay. Were you riffing on the show?
Not on the... On the show, it was more like eyeball riffing. Right. So you're kind of giving each other the eyeballs, and you're like... You know, that type of stuff. I'm making sure I'm being really vocal with my facial
impression. Eyeball riffing.
I have no idea what you're talking about. But yes.
Eyeball riffing. Yeah. Like you're using like your eyes and you're using like your facial.
Just, I know what you're thinking, Paul. I know what you're thinking, Daddy. Yeah, just
he's going, why is that guy looking at me like that?
Has he got a twitch? Has he got Tourette's?
And why does he keep calling me fucking Daddy?
There's no such thing as Daddy.
He started this thing where he calls me Daddy.
Looking at himself saying Daddy.
Was Daddy unemployed?
No way.
I don't know, actually. I don't think he was.
He had his own business. He could take a couple of weeks off.
I think he either had a really good job where he's well respected and he could say to his boss, can I have a bit of time off? And his boss would be like, sure.
Yeah. Saved up his holiday. Yeah.
So Daddy's going around. Next minute, my box. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's gone. Here we go. I don't remember what box I am. Let's say I'm box number 17. Box number 17, Paul.
Sorry. Do you always remember your number? Because I feel like I'd go, oh God, that's me. Sorry.
You're going to drift off, aren't you?
I think on the back of the box was a really small number.
Ah, well, you didn't tell us that.
Was there a number?
But then I am thinking, how did I remember that? Because I couldn't look at everyone else's and automatically go...
I'm really good at remembering my hotel room door.
Show off.
Sorry.
Yeah, all right.
No, I am. Do you know what? I've thought about this in the past, and I thought, I never forget my hotel number. Door number. Anyway, so I think I'll be fine in that situation.
What annoys me about all this, I keep coming back to it, is Joe's actually played the game and been in the studio.
Well, no, I haven't played.
Joe, you must have seen the box.
No, I haven't played the game. I came, I was stood where Noel would have been.
Oh.
So I've seen, all the time you're talking about this, I've got one vision of this. I can see one... My mind's eye can see where you would have been.
You've walked on that floor, though, and seen the...
You've paced the same grounds as Noel, because the steps that Noel has done that I wouldn't have done.
Yes, so I've got the other view, but I'm more interested in...
I'm a very, very lucky man this morning.
And at the time, I remember thinking, I'm a very, very lucky boy.
Congratulations, Joseph.
But I won't know things like the number on the back. I wouldn't know. Right.
I think he was a little
rushed.
Number
my
on
day
the
was
back.
All rushed as well. I was like probably in for... I was on the hallowed turf for about maybe 11 minutes in total.
Oh, right. Oh, wow.
So it's a very different... Paul's in there for like 9 days or something.
You lived there?
I was 9 minutes, 10 minutes, 11 minutes. So different world.
Yeah. Different world.
All together.
All different
world. So I'm just saying, I have not got the expertise of the gentleman.
You hear the phone go off?
I've heard the phone go off. I answered the phone. I've answered the phone. So that's something that's for a whole new episode. This is when you come back for the fifth or sixth time, Paul. We'll talk about that.
Do you know what? I think a little episode with you in the... center just what you remember. In fact, definitely going to do that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
I'll try and
remember. Oh my god, sorry, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Just
I've got
Joe's perspective.
Do you know what? Yeah. While we talk about this, I'm going, I remember bits all the time, like I remember the holding pen and things like that.
Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you need your own episode.
Yeah, no, Joe. I don't want to derail Paul. I'm not making this about me at all. So please, Paul, don't think I'm...
I want to know your...
Let's focus on Mr. Walton.
I'm happy sharing the stage.
No way. Absolutely not.
But we're on different... Like, I'm obviously here just thinking, and Joe would just be over here. So I'd be intimidated by you. Because whoever's in that spot...
I've just had a thought. Sorry. If you're looking at Noel, if I'm Noel... Yeah. And where I would have been sitting, would I be looking right or left?
I'm left of Noel.
Okay, so
maybe two in.
Oh, so I know. Yeah, okay, I can visualise that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so detached.
Yeah, different world, David. I'll try and explain, but it will be hard. You kind of needed to be there.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine having not been there.
Oh
no, sorry, Paul. So where were we? David's question was superb. How do you? Can you remember? You're like, I'm number two. So you would have been number two or three.
No, because it doesn't just go.
It's random, isn't it?
Oh, all the runners come out with each box, don't they? There we go.
Okay. So it's not in order, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I looked ridiculous on shots like that on TV because I'm so tall and I was next to really short people.
Right.
So I really pop out.
For another reason.
Not
just the question and the eyeballing.
Are you tall, Paul?
I'm 6'5".
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah. I were trainers, I'm the same height as a UK door. And that's the opening of my Tinder profile.
I am looking at my door and going, if you came through, I'd go, fucking hell, he's a big lad.
You can tell, with people sitting down behind a mic, but...
No.
So in that studio, Paul over there, you can see Paul.
I look like a giant.
Cameraman,
like a giraffe.
Cameraman's doing this all day, like... Fucking hell, fire. Really hates
it. He was a lot of chest.
He hasn't got to just drag it across, he's got to lift it every time.
No, because there was two women either side of me, and then obviously I'm just like this big erection in the middle of them. I do look like a giraffe.
Well, you look very much in proportion. Yeah. That's the biggest compliment you can give someone. Okay, so you number might be a number on the back of the box. Where were we before that? We've jumped around. Where were we?
Daddy's game.
Yes. And he's come to you. He's come to you. Yes, he's come to you. Yes. Fuck yes.
My mate Paul.
Yeah. You've eyeballed him in a weird way. And then what happened?
I've given him a...
Yeah, he hasn't.
Yeah, is it to say?
Yeah, this is happening.
Isn't it mad that we're doing this together?
Yeah. That's nice.
And I've gone, best of luck, mate. I didn't point. I went, best of luck, mate. Zip. Woof. Next minute. Uproar. I know what's coming.
Why? Was it 1p?
The 1p. Now, we remember the rule, right?
Oh, not the kiss!
So, Daddy's making his way towards me.
Fucking hell, you're on.
Yeah.
You're
the crowd, wild. All the dealers, because it's Daddy, wild. I'm stood there like, I'm about to get kissed, and I'm on camera. Now, remember, you've got to put something in, because I've already had a bad start.
Okay,
we
need a little recap of the kiss. When someone gets the 1p early, you have to kiss.
You've got to go kiss that person, okay?
Fucking weird as fuck, isn't it?
Doesn't matter who they are. You've got to go and kiss that person. And if it's on the cheek, you get a boo.
Really? This is fucking ridiculous.
Well, you get, because everyone's like G'd up, like kiss.
Yeah,
kiss.
Doesn't
What's
matter.
Noel
That's
doing?
Terrible.
Noel just sort of looking, or is
Noel's
he
looking with like really
Is he getting a Polaroid camera out and kind
yeah.
of...
But what is Noel doing? Is he? He's in on this. He loves
little
it.
Smirk. He's like,
yeah.
Off you go.
This is my show. These are my rules.
The fact that people are cheering is so much worse. Going, kiss.
It's the
That's terrible.
Biggest cheer outside of a high box. Because it's a comedy cheer, whereas a big win cheer is a different cheer altogether. There's like a, well done, yes, brilliant. And then there's the, something embarrassing's going to happen to you.
Right, sorry.
We're going
to
watch.
Okay, so you're thinking I've got to add a little something to this to make it a special kiss.
All I'm thinking is...
Tongues.
I'm going to go tilt. And
tilt
hopefully
tongue.
I tilt the right way.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know,
you're going to do it as in we're really going to do like a screen kiss sort of thing.
I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to let Daddy lead. Okay, because that's the vibe he's got about him.
I don't know what I'd do if I walked up to you.
What do you do?
If I came up to you, I think I'd daintily put my fingers on your shoulders and just go, mwah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay.
But so then, is that not worse?
No, you've got to own it, haven't you? You've got to own it.
Yeah, like what's worse, doing a little caress and going, "This is okay."
I think if you get involved, I need to be able to push you away.
So you're going here.
So that's
me personally.
No. That's why my fingers are on their shoulders. So I look like I'm being intimate. But I'm like, don't have fun in this moment.
I'm completely
otherwise
in control of this situation. You're my puppet.
Yes. Basically. So I was the opposite. I've gone in arm spam. So have your way.
Yeah, wonder what he was thinking. Fucking hell,
have your way.
He might have thought, "What, it's my lucky day," or he might have thought, you know, fucking hell, he really wants this, doesn't he? Who knows?
What? When he approached you, what was the look in his eye?
Fun.
I really thought he was going to say. I thought you were going to say, "Don't do that, mate." Was what was in it.
I'm still giving him the eye, like, okay, this is coming.
Yeah.
And then my eyes start, because your brain goes, a kiss is coming. So your brain goes into kissy mode, right? So your eyes are lowering. Your cheeks are beginning to tense.
Kissy mode.
Of course you know kissy mode.
No, I don't.
Well, everything goes, you feel sexy. Your whole face starts to go into, like, I know I look good like this. Like someone's going to take a picture of
you. When a man you don't know is approaching you.
Joe, are you good at tongue kissing?
Me? No.
I love asking you these questions.
Am I good at...
When do you invite the tongue? Do you go all from the beginning?
Do you know what? I was dumped from my first proper girlfriend for my tongue kissing.
Too much?
I just got a letter in the next... Yeah, I'm now dumping. Dear David, I'm now dumping, or you are now dumped.
Dear like, David.
Hey. Yeah.
Because of your kissing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think so.
It's amazing what pressure you put on yourself with the kissing at a younger age.
You would have been, well, and up until now.
Yeah.
I don't give
I
it
still
a
get
fed
in the missus and go, am I doing this right? Yeah.
God. Yeah, exactly.
She's giving nothing back.
Maybe I should worry about it.
Should we stop?
So, Paul, he's coming towards you.
Sorry, Joe must be a good kisser because he's never thought about that, right?
True.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, very relaxed.
Basically, long story short, yes, I'm excellent.
So, he's now 3 feet away, my arm span, kissy face. Now
this is on TV.
Yeah,
this is horrible.
I'm really not comfortable with it. Why are they making you do that?
You wouldn't be allowed this day and age.
One part of me was like, you don't need to do this, Paul. It was the opposite.
You were bang into like, it.
You need
this is
to,
my moment.
You've got a whole audience looking at you.
Which
Noel
is terrible.
Edmonds
which
has
is
got, you know,
also
like
also terrible.
The
These are both negatives, Paul, not positives.
They've got all your dealers, all your, you know, your compatriots on the front line that, remember, may have to also do a kiss.
Fucking hell, I don't like this at all. Genuinely, it's mental.
And I think I'm going to let everyone down if I just go...
Let them down. It's absolutely their fault.
Not back then. No way.
Wow.
I'll be nothing. I'll be dead in this industry.
I'll be dead in this industry if I don't kiss daddy on the mouth.
Can you imagine the next day I'm gone? It's like, okay, welcome to the new contestant. It's Mary, everyone.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Mary?
That big 6'5" erection space.
That's your abs.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm proud of him for walking out of that studio.
It would have been amazing if I knew in 12 years I'd be here. And I'd be like, do you know what I did, lads? I said, do you know what? This is not for me, this.
And we'd both go, oh, that's a shame. Oh, that's a shame. Well, nice to meet you, Paul. Why don't you fucking kiss him, you big square?
So, come on.
Yeah, so what? Yeah.
Okay, now he's 2 feet away.
It's incredible.
He's 2 feet away. I've looked at his face and I'm going, okay, everything I can see, he is going to kiss me on the lips. Okay,
because you could tell he was going to kiss you.
What was his face like?
He just looked like he really wanted it. And this is the outside of what I'm going to win.
I love the idea of this guy listening going, no, I fucking didn't. Don't say that.
Listen.
What is he fucking saying? I really wanted to kiss
him. He might be a chattermistic. fucking hell, Paul.
Paul, don't you say I wanted it.
Oh, we should get him on. Get his view.
Oh, if I can
there
find him.
There must be a way.
Can you imagine if he was listening?
Oh, fucking, that's all I'm
thinking. Big Daddy episode.
Big Daddy. Bringing Daddy back with me.
Yeah.
See if it's like, maybe he's got a trauma
like this
from
is
it.
Your life.
Yeah, oh, you suddenly appear.
I'll use box 6, please. Daddy!
Oh, God.
Right, go on. Oh. We haven't actually got to the kisses. Killing me.
So, he's a foot away. So now we're getting breath.
You're getting breath.
Now
breath.
I know what's going on. So you do your final exhale.
Sorry, no beard. Clean
no
shaking.
Beard. I think I had like a tiny bit of stubble.
So he had to deal with that.
So he had to deal with a bit of prickly, which is fine.
We'll ask him.
And
that.
Then kiss. Now, yeah. I mean smacker. Right on the lips. Top lip involved, bottom lip involved.
Did he do a good push on it? Like he sort of aimed it with a...
There was a touch and then a press.
You know, you're 12 years ago, like, this, Paul, and you can remember such detail.
There was a touch, and then there was a press.
Yeah.
That's how much it stained in my memory. And do you know what?
Very nice, too.
Wasn't bad. And I pushed back.
I bet
which
did.
I didn't think I'd do.
I bet he wasn't expecting that. He thought, oh.
You pushed back?
I pushed back. As in, like, back into his face.
Fucking
you know what I mean?
Bloke.
Yeah.
So, no, he initiated and he went first and I went, all right then, son, I'll give you a bit back.
Boom. So the length of the kiss, was it? Mwah.
Put it this way, a lot of the kisses didn't have a sound. This one had a sound.
Oh, it was just quick. It wasn't...
There wasn't a lot of... It was a whack. It was probably two M's.
Just a
two M's and then a W-A-H. That's what it was. And I loved it.
Did because, you?
Well, everyone's now going, Paul, what a great
score.
Oh,
you're back in the room. You're back. They love you now. Of course. All this
because remember, the audience...
Yes,
have,
he's kissed
I'd say 60% of the same. So they've probably seen the awkward Paul. Now he's out of his shell.
Oh, that's nice. You've redeemed yourself.
That's why he's on the show.
Oh, yeah. God.
He's a good sport. He'll do anything.
And I mean anything.
Right. And then it's a kiss. Now I'm going to show you something here. Are you ready?
What?
Oh, my God.
Fucking hell.
It's
you
the
see?
Kiss.
So for anyone listening, I've got a picture. And yes, it is my background on my phone. Look how deep we are. Now, hold on a sec. Let me just do this.
Fire.
That looks Look like at our fire. Eyes.
They're shut.
Your eyes are closed.
Both of us what? Are enjoying that moment.
Paul, if you'd shown that without context, I'd go, that's Paul's boyfriend. No, you would, though. You'd go,
would.
Those two people are in love.
Yeah.
And he looks like a handsome man.
He was handsome. I told you.
No, but what I'm saying, you could be a couple.
So if I get so they're zoomed out.
What the hell
see
are
my
you
arms?
Wearing? Fuck me. What are you
Well, again, do you remember the clothes that you have to bring? That's a bad outfit, isn't it?
He's wearing a nice simple t-shirt, son.
He had a lovely little lilac t-shirt.
Yeah, he looks I didn't even notice what he was wearing, which is a good thing. You look like a magician.
Little What am I wearing actually?
A waistcoat.
You know
No, it's a piece
can I keep
of knitwear.
Looking at that picture.
It's a waistcoat.
Can see him,
yeah.
Sorry.
Can you send it to us?
Do you want to see it again? There you go.
Can we put that on everything?
No, I don't think so.
Look at that.
Look how in love we are.
Honestly, it looks like your wedding day.
It does. Especially and I'm a straight person.
Especially the way you're
until
dressed.
This moment. We are in love. And that's what I mean. When he looked at me and I looked at him with the 1P, I think we both said to each other, through our facial features, we know what's going to happen here. We're both going to tick a box and just have a little look and see what it's all about.
But what do you mean, see what it's all about? What?
Just see what it's like kissing a man.
Did you have to did you have to be pulled apart?
We left the kiss. And it ended with the imwa, and then there was eye contact with head movement with eyes staying. So like this. You see what I mean? So I'm making eye contact with you. My head goes, but my eyes are still here. And then it was a flick away. And then off he went and did the rest of his show. And I stood there going, I'm back.
So you're 6'5". He's about level with you.
He's a big boy.
I'd say he's taller than you.
So that's two massive men kissing.
Oh, look at that. No, yeah. He wasn't taller than me, was he?
He wasn't taller than me, no. Say he was probably 6'3", 6'4". He's a big old fella.
Fucking hell. That's but a I'm couple skinny. Of big old bodies, isn't it?
Well, back then, I had a little wiry frame, and he's got like this big old frame on.
Oh, yeah, he's a big daddy, yeah.
Yeah, I've done well. You know, let's say we are in a relationship. I'd be the one that
you're punching up.
Was that I'd still be the puncher. I've always been the puncher.
Right, yeah. So, but in a couple, they'd go to you. You've done well, mate.
You've done well. Okay. Yeah. Have you done that?
Have you got big, big
old boy? Isn't he?
Never you mind.
What's his name?
Where did you two meet? Deal or No Deal?
Deal or No Deal? Oh, can you imagine that sliding doors? All of a sudden, we just fell in love and we just went off into. We combined our winnings
I'm
and
really
went and bought. And
this is how it ends.
A shack in Bali.
So.
I would be a bad life.
I'm jumping ahead a little bit here.
I'd love it if he walked in the background.
Yeah.
Put his hand on my chest.
Do a coffee, Paul.
Hello, mate. Hello, Big Teddy. You're right. Sorry. We will cut the nose down. Sorry.
So, after that kiss, jumping ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
I suppose he's playing the game there. After you've played the game, do you just leave the hotel? You're gone.
So, yeah, I think you get...
Basically, did you spend any time together post-show?
Yeah, I think we were in the lobby, and then I think it's the next morning you then go.
So did you say, like, it's funny, wasn't it?
I think we had like a little chat, exchanged numbers, had a few drinks.
Did you really? No, or was that a joke?
No, we didn't do any of that. It was just like a little, oh, well done, mate. I can't remember what you won.
Oh, well done, mate.
See you right, Bob, tonight.
No, I can't remember our interaction after that.
Do you feel like in that moment Noel was like, oh, Paul's in.
I think I'm back.
Well, you've won the audience, which is everything. You just got
the audience likes Noel.
Yeah, have you? Yeah.
I've already got this demeanour.
Well, if you got cheer, you've won Noel, surely.
Yeah, exactly right. Because Noel notices the cameras like it.
If the cameras like it, Noel likes it.
Yeah, he's not going to be like, oh, didn't like that. You see what I mean?
Or can you be liked too much, though? You think?
No, I don't think so.
Right, okay.
Impossible. Surely impossible.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, for Noel, I mean...
What I mean. Surely you can't. It's impossible to steal his...
Yeah, I see what you mean, yeah.
No, just I will always be a subordinate.
We've got 5 minutes left. I'm just thinking...
You're kidding?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And we have got no information apart from the kiss.
Okay, so there is going to be...
There's going to be a third... Because I think the kiss is a good...
God, has that been 50 minutes?
It's been 56 minutes, yeah. I just think the kiss is a nice little...
Yeah.
Nice little...
Little end.
To part two of 17.
there was one bit that I wanted to tell you, but...
Right,
we can wait.
You have to come back.
You have to come back, Paul. Sorry.
Paul, my God.
Can we invite you to come back on Chatterbox, please? Officially.
Hey, listen, I will quit my job. Leave the missus, leave the little boy for this. Because I'm back 12 years.
Genuinely, if you want to do some warm up.
Oh, yeah. Can you do a warm up for us?
Yeah, record a little 1 minute warm up.
Yeah, can we put it on tomorrow, on like tomorrow's pod or something?
You just... So over to you, baby. And then over to you, Paul. Loads of over to yous at the start.
Yeah.
Would you record it now? Yeah. Do you want to do a little warm up for us now? Would you mind?
Just off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's all right. As short as you like. Doesn't matter what. So basically, we're in the studio now. We're throwing to you. Okay, Paul, if you can just warm up the audience for the pod. And 3, 2, 1. Over to you, Paul.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Joe Wilkinson, David Earl, this is Chatterbox! How about that?
Yeah, that's good.
The boys aren't ready yet, so if you could just...
Now can you do a slightly longer one? So maybe 30 seconds where you're like, come on, everybody.
Welcome to...
When the boys come out, you know...
Fuck, I love the boys.
So tell them you love them.
Yeah. Really big them up. Oh, I hate myself.
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, We all know and love the next two men that are going to be coming in your ears. We've got Joseph Wilkinson, star of AR 10 Cats Does Countdown and stand-up comedian. We've also got David Earl, ladies and gentlemen. Brian and Charles is taking over the world. And Gittings will make a comeback. Everybody, I want you to feel the heat and feel the vibes. Because right now, coming live, is Joey Beano! I feel like that was worse than the last one.
I loved them both.
After about 5 seconds,
okay,
I was like,
now can you do one that's 15 minutes
long? Oh,
gosh. Oh, Paul, that was amazing.
I felt really uncomfortable on that. That was like Rough and Ready.
Paul, you've got to come back.
That was a Rough and Ready moment.
What did
time
we watch? Just quickly, what did we actually talk about? We talked about Daddy. Oh, no. We recapped for about 20 minutes. We've talked about...
Paul's gone.
Oh. Is he gone?
He's gone. And that is where we leave it.
And that's how you end it. That's how you leave a podcast.
Until next time.
Fucking hell. He leaves these things quite brutally, doesn't he?
That's how I imagine Doug Stanhope's going to, like after 5 minutes, yeah, just, Doug's gone.
Fair enough. Just had his agent on the call. Right.
Wow, that's a mad...
We got nothing. We got no
He's
information.
He's gone. He's actually gone.
We got no information there, did we, really?
Well, the kiss was good.
The kiss was good, but, like, there's a lot more we need to know.
It's gone for ages. But I'm not forcing it. I literally want to know all the...
I'm loving it.
...ins and outs.
He's such a good storyteller.
Yeah.
Love it. Right, I do have to go.
Same.
All right, can you send me your things and I'll...
Oh, flipping out. Oh, well, Petro needs to book him in for the next...
all right, see you later.
Right, see you later, mate.
Bye.
Bye.